This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm General Manager David Stipik with the Reynolds School Media Watch. In the studio is Mignon Fogarty, the Donald W. Reynolds Chair in Media Entrepreneurship. Many of our listeners will know Mignon through her popular Grammar Girl and Quick and Dirty podcasts, and today she's wearing the journalism and entrepreneurship hat to discuss a new project within her role at the J School. Mignon, welcome back to KUNR.
David, thanks so much for having me.
And we'll also be hearing a little bit more from your co-host for this podcast, Patty Bobek, who also joins us in the studio. Patty, welcome to KUNR.
Thank you for having me.
And Mignon, the project is called Open Room Media, and I'm as curious as our listeners are to find out a little bit more about this. So what exactly is it?
Thank you. It's a podcast. It's a new podcast that we're producing out of the Reynolds School of Journalism, and it's about people who start media companies, media entrepreneurs. And our first interview subject was Amanda Burden from Edible Reno Tahoe. She started a print magazine in 2009 when the economy was in the dumps and everyone was saying print is dead. And she just went and did it anyway and has some amazing stories to tell.
What is really the objective or vision that you're trying to pull together here as part of the Journalism School project?
So the vision of the podcast really comes from my graduate media entrepreneurship class in the school. Last year, we had a series of amazing guest speakers come through and talk about their experiences starting media companies. And I thought, wow, you know, more than my 9 students should be hearing this.
So are students part of this project, or how does this fit in with your role in the journalism school?
Right. Well, it's my project as a professor there. But Patty, my co-host, is a former graduate student from that class. So we've been working on this for, gosh, almost 9 months. So when we started, she was a student and she just kept going.
Patty, let's bring you into the conversation here. You've just recently graduated then with your, you said, a master's degree?
Yeah. So I graduated in May of 2015.
Okay.
With my master's degree in journalism.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And I have an emphasis in documentary filmmaking, but Mignon approached me with this project, and it sounded like a really great opportunity to tell these stories.
So Mignon, Patty was actually in your class when all this first started.
Right, and Patty had also completed the NPR boot camp that we do in the School of Journalism, so I knew she had good skills.
Well, it's nice to know that before you start doing something like this together, because you guys are going to be working closely together, obviously. Patty, what excited you about the project initially?
I actually was really inspired by a lot of the speakers that came into Mignon's class. And when I first decided to go back and get my master's degree in journalism, I got a lot of skeptical faces and a lot of, why are you doing that? And I actually got a lot of, well, journalism's dead. So no, really, why are you doing that? So I kind of, this podcast is a great project to be like, no, journalism's not dead. Look at all these creative things that these people are doing.
All right. Well, you guys sound like you're going to have a lot of fun doing this, a lot of work obviously involved. Let's talk about the project a little bit more. It's called Open Room Media. Where does that name come from?
So when you go into a startup, I visit a lot of startups in my day, and they are always big open rooms where everyone is working at, you know, banquet tables or something like that with headphones on to have some semblance of sanity or quiet. So, you know, in my mind, the concept of an open room means startup.
And we talked about the vision of putting this podcast together. But for those who are trying to keep up with technology and what this all means, what does this mean for our average listener who would like to access this? What's the technology involved here?
Well, if you want to listen to a podcast, right now it's exclusively on iTunes. So if you go, well, and on our website. So
sure. Okay.
You can go to our website, which is openroommedia.com, and we have an embedded player. And you can see pictures of Amanda and her partner, Jackie Goodman, from Edible Reno Tahoe. But it's best if you go to iTunes and you hit the subscribe button for Open Room Media, because then you'll just automatically get the new episode, and it's free.
All right. So if you have any sort of MP3 player or an iPhone or Android as well, right?
Well, you can do it on your smartphone or you can do it on your computer,
okay.
Either way.
Right. All right. Who's involved in this project? The two of you? Are there more players than this?
Well, Nico Columpant, who's an instructor in our department, has also been especially helpful. He's been helping us with our detailed storytelling, and he did the final production on the episode. So he's been a radio producer and a documentary producer as well for many years.
Let's talk about that. How much writing or interviewing goes on behind the scenes? How long is the podcast?
The podcast is 12 or 13 minutes. Yeah. It's very short, but we started with 4 hours of audio from Amanda and Jackie. We interviewed them 2 or 3 times, you know, and then picked out the most interesting pieces to tell their compelling story in an efficient way that doesn't waste listeners' time. That's always really important to me. And then also behind the scenes, we have 2 undergraduate students, Zach Taylor and Sam Johnson. They're helping us with the social media and blog posts on the website. So, gosh, I mean, I was thinking about it this morning. I think we probably have at least 80 man hours into this first episode, maybe more.
Mignon, you obviously have the experience of doing the Grammar Girl podcast. How many years have you been doing that now?
It's been 9.5 years.
Yeah. So you bring all of that to this. So you've really got the process, at least understand what goes into a really good, tight, listenable podcast. And you bring that to this as well. This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch segment with our guest today, Mignon Fogarty, the Donald W. Reynolds Chair in Media Entrepreneurship. She's talking about the Open Room Media Project that's just getting started. Also joining the conversation is the podcast's co-host, Patty Bobek. What's the role that, Patty, you play in all of this as a co-host?
So I actually go out into the field and do a lot of the interviews with people. So I think I've been with Amanda now 2 or 3 times, interviewed her at her home office, interviewed her, I think, twice in her home. And I've gone down to LA to do interviews in San Francisco.
I hear money involved in this somewhere. I mean, you're taking trips, you've got scripts writing, you're doing interviews. How's this funded?
Right. This is funded through my chair in media entrepreneurship. So we're very grateful to the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation. It is interesting, though, because I'm the entrepreneurship chair, but I'm producing a podcast that isn't making money. So that always kind of rubs me wrong. You know, I want people to believe that, to understand that good content isn't free, that it's funded somehow.
And yet I'm sure the hope and the aim would be that as this podcast grows, it would attract funding and advertising just as your podcast have attracted that over the years.
My Grammar Girl podcast is funded through advertisements, but so far we're just relying on our foundation money for the Open Room Media podcast.
Well, this, we want to get to the content here real quickly for a moment, because what you have is a startup media entrepreneur podcast about startup media entrepreneurs. Is that right?
Right.
What's the content going to be like? What do you expect to hear on a podcast?
Right. Well, we're working on the next 5 shows already. So we've talked to a company named Clamor that has launched an app that helps people make audio clips. They're calling themselves the Twitter of audio. You know, and they're a scrappy startup down in L.A. They all work out of their home offices, distributed. We've talked to a couple of YouTube stars. You know, that's a really interesting model for media these days. Like, people are making a living on YouTube. So we've talked to a couple people who are doing that and find out, you know, how they do it. It's really interesting.
And is this a weekly installment? Essentially, or how often?
Right now, we're aiming for once a month.
Okay.
I hope that as we get in the groove of things, we can release shows more often.
All right. And we started with a local focus, but this is all throughout the country, all throughout the world?
It is, yeah. Well, you have people in Chicago and L.A. and Wisconsin. We're talking to the most interesting people wherever they are.
And yet this starts in Reno here at a time where there's so much entrepreneurship, startups, innovation, collaboration. I mean, Reno's just now this kind of hub that's attracting all this stuff. Is that a good base for you to work from, a good pool of people at least to have this energy that you draw from?
It's such an exciting place to be. I participated in Startup Weekend. Last weekend, we had 25 students. It was a UNR-specific.
At the Innovation Center?
At the Innovation Center, yeah.
Right.
And it was a student-specific Startup Weekend. And it was just incredibly inspiring to see these students, what they could accomplish in a weekend. Every team had a great idea.
And Patty, what have you learned so far about some of the people you've interviewed, or what's some takeaway?
I think one of my favorite things about all of the people that we've talked to is they believe in their ideas so much that they're willing to do things like run their shoes to the point where the soles of their shoes are completely destroyed and they can't afford to buy new shoes right now. So they put those shoes in the closet and just kind of keep on keeping on.
Wow.
So I think you're going to hear a lot of sort of the intense struggle to build a media startup, but the intense passion behind it too.
And the sacrifice you just mentioned as well.
Exactly.
So Mignon, if you've got a media startup in mind, or maybe you're someone who's already grappling with how to do the next thing with it, this is the podcast for you?
Exactly. When we think of, you know, who is our ideal listener, it's someone who's been in the workplace for a few years and is thinking about starting their own company, particularly a media company, but maybe any company. Or, you know, they just wonder what it takes, or they already started and are looking for inspiration. But, you know, people who are interested in startups, definitely. And, you know, my network is Quick and Dirty Tips, and I'm always about what have we learned, you know. So at the end of I won't reveal what we've learned,
right,
but we always end the show with, you know, and what did we learn from this entrepreneur? What did we talk about that can help you when you start your company?
So not only are there these interesting stories, but then how do you apply that to what you're doing?
Right. I always like to pass on information that is useful.
And I think, too, like, there's no one right way of doing things. And we are seeing with all these different companies, they are doing it differently, each one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Amanda and Jackie bootstrapped, and Clamor is venture-backed. But, you know, they face similar challenges, but different challenges.
Where do you see all this going with this project? Short term, I heard the vision about engaging with entrepreneurs and telling those stories and giving insights that might help other entrepreneurs. Down the line, what's the bigger long-term vision here?
I see us expanding more into also having content on our website or in a newsletter. So, you know, not everyone wants to listen to a podcast. We all find that hard to believe. But, you know, the same information can be delivered in a lot of different ways. So getting it out there for people who can consume it in any way they'd like.
And you're hoping to inspire maybe some of your journalism students to launch some of their own podcasts and ventures like this?
Oh, I love anyone who launches a podcast. I'm always enthusiastic about that endeavor. You know, we're one of the things we're really excited about is the show Open Room Media has launched we're in the top 40 in the marketing and management section of iTunes. And, you know, there are more than 2,000 new podcasts submitted every week. So we're really excited about that ranking.
And how many more are already recorded or in the works right now? You said this could be once a month.
Right. We have interviews with people for 5 future episodes already. So we're working well into the future.
And once again, remind listeners, if they're interested in hearing the Open Room Media podcast, what's the best way to get there?
The very best way is to go to iTunes, which you can access on your smartphone or on your computer. Search for Open Room Media and hit that subscribe button.
And that wraps up today's Reynolds School Media Watch on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. I've been visiting with Mignon Fogarty, the Donald W. Reynolds Chair in Media Entrepreneurship. And Mignon, all the best to you with your Open Room Media project, and thanks for sharing the conversation with our listeners today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And we've also been joined by the podcast's co-host, Patty Bobek. Patty, thanks for the visit as well, and all the best on this project.
Thank you.
And you're listening to KUNR.